back up in here for another edition of Your Mother. I think it's been about 2.5 weeks. I know y'all motherfuckers that listen to me be like, God damn. Got a lot of shit going on. But when don't I have a lot of shit going on, right? I know y'all motherfuckers is like, yo, this nigga always got shit going on. That's because I always got shit going on. I don't know. The podcast, I haven't given up on it. It has taken a back seat because, well, let's just say shooting a web series is fucking stressful. And I've gotten back on the horse trying to peddle my apparel. Hopefully somebody will buy my brand. Hopefully some of you motherfuckers that listen to my podcast will check out the apparel. It's called dopegarbs.com. That's DOPEGARBBS. So, this episode is probably going to be a fuck work saga. I figure since I haven't come with it in a couple weeks or a few weeks, I give y'all something that's more needed or greatly needed, right? I think my fuck work sagas get a lot of hits. People like hearing me rant about bullshit jobs or 9-to-5 menial jobs in general, right? I don't really have a 9-to-5 like some people, right? Like, I don't go and punch a clock no more. I stopped doing that shit earlier before the COVID shit, right? Because, well, actually, I got fired, but let's say I got fired, but I didn't give a fuck. Plus, it wasn't my fault. I hate actually saying that shit because it always reminds me of when I was a kid. And I really didn't do shit, but I got in trouble because it was racist-ass teachers and kids I went to school with. In elementary, right? Nigga didn't grow up in the suburbs around a bunch of white people when I was in, I want to say high school. Middle school, high school. Even though I've always had fucking deep roots in the hood, right? Don't get it fucked up. Out of the 37 years of my life, I've lived in the hood. As an adult, I lived in the hood off of choice, right? Even if I made enough money to live in high society, I probably wouldn't because I don't like the people there. Even though it's a lot of dumb niggas in the hood, it's more comfortable. The average shit that might scare the average person, right? It doesn't really unhinge me. But not to get detracted. Yeah, I hate saying it wasn't my fault. But the job at Amazon wasn't my fault. The getting fired. I actually didn't give a fuck because it allowed me to get unemployment. Had I quit, I would have been able to get unemployment. So it worked out in my favor, right? What they say, God works in mysterious ways. That's fucking right, I do. But I do like subcontractor work, right? From time to time, I do courier work, delivery. And before you start to even think about it, no, I'm not a fucking pizza delivery man. I haven't done that shit in almost 13 years. Because you don't tip my pizza, or you don't tip me, nigga. I remember where I delivered that pizza, bitch, nigga. I'm joking. That's, right now, that should be a felony. You fuck around tampering with somebody's food. And I wouldn't do that anyways. I'm not a nasty motherfucker. But people used to push it. Even though, don't get me wrong, I used to make like $200 a day. So I was killing their ass. I don't know how the fuck I was doing that good selling, delivering pizzas. But I digress. Anyways, so I do the subcontractor shit just to keep the ends meeting. And as of lately, they have not been meeting. If it wasn't for my unemployment, I'd be a little jammed up right now. But delivering these fucking food orders to people, right? It's not that bad when people give clear, concise directions. and your GPS works. For some reason, some odd ass reason, mine hasn't. Like, it literally, my GPS has been taking me to the wrong addresses. People are writing the damn wrong streets. This stupid shit, right? Shit that make you go woosah. And it's always fucking funny, like, I don't have a fucking bachelor's in being an architect. I don't know why the fuck I'm, you know what I'm saying, Rolodex in the wrong words, but I don't have a bachelor's in being an architect with no credentials in making building structures, no shit like that. But it seems like the people that do are fucking retarded, or at least in Georgia, because you want to go to an apartment, you want the right fucking, like, building number. It seems like these motherfuckers either don't put the damn building numbers or building letters in chronological order. And what I mean by that, you know, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Motherfuckers have building numbers like 1, 7, 6, 5. Like, what the fuck? Or they don't have the fucking letters outside, right? Shit goes A, B, C. Shit'll go A, D, C, E, F, G. Like, what the fuck? I gotta drive all the way to the back of the fucking apartments just to find building A. And then when I get there, it's not there. I gotta circle back around. So, shit be fucking stressful. And I hate doing anything outside of the shit that I do. You know what I'm saying? I tell you what, like this. I hope Obama or somebody come with a fucking reparations plan. You know what I'm saying? Stop being fucking cheap. They could pull off money for the coronavirus. They could pull off money for black folks, right? Help me the fuck get out of this fucking financial straits I'm in, right? I don't sell dope and I don't rap or play ball. I would like to make ends meet without having to go into debt, getting a student loan to get a fucking degree. Stupid fucking country is like hell bent on making people fucking wage slaves. Now, I don't want to be a fucking worker. Even though if I got a degree, I probably make a lot of money because I'm actually smart. But, yeah, man, this work shit. This shit is enough to make you go fucking have a fucking meltdown. On another note, I kind of see why motherfuckers treat the elitists the average American like a fucking dickhead, because they are fucking stupid. Even a lot of people with degrees, it don't matter if you got a degree or you in them streets. Most motherfucking Americans are fucking stupid. And this upcoming presidential election is proving it. But I said in my Instagram post I wasn't going to beat a dead horse. And I'm kind of tired of talking about politics. Like, realistically, I could give a fuck less who's president. You know what I'm saying? I got a cousin. This nigga is like hell bent on hating Donald Trump. I've never seen a person hate a motherfucker that they didn't know. Right? And that didn't do shit to him. The nigga literally fucking obsesses on getting Donald Trump out of office, as if that nigga took some money out of his pocket. But I ain't gonna talk about the president or even the upcoming election, so I digress. Anyways, this has just been an episode for me to rant a little bit, get some shit off my chest. Hopefully y'all was entertained. If you one of these working slaves and you cool with that shit, F your mother.